Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. No matter what people believe about climate change, the consensus among scientists is our Earth is warming.
The prestigious National Academy of Sciences states, scientists have known for some time, from multiple lines of evidence, that humans are changing the Earth's climate, primarily through greenhouse gas emissions.
More than 200 international organizations also agree. So for the sake of our children, we should all support action to slow climate change. But how? We depend on fossil fuels to power our lives and make plastics, lubricants, insecticides, beauty products, clothing, drugs, dyes, asphalt, and adhesives, just to name a few.
This means if we want to cut down our use of fossil fuels, we need to find replacements for it. Scientists are looking at industrial waste products to make medicines. Paper waste products produce cellulose and lignin, which could be used for benzodiazepines, a component of the anti-anxiety drug diazepam.
The common painkillers Tylenol and ibuprofen are made with crude oil. But turpentine, a byproduct of pine wood processing, can make beta-pinene, a chemical that can be used not only to make ibuprofen, but also acetaminophen.
The same process can also make a chemical called 4-HAP, which is behind drugs for asthma and heart disease, as well as beauty and cleaning products.
These efforts may only replace a fraction of our fossil fuel dependency, but it chips away at a problem we can't ignore.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.